Hey, yo, man, you remember that shit Easy did a while back? Motherfucker said it wasn't going to work.
Word. That old crazy shit.
Yeah, the stupid shit, man. Hey, yo, Easy. Hey, man, why don't you come off the piano for a minute, man, and bust this crazy shit.
Woke up quick at about noon. Just thought that I had to be in Compton soon. I gotta get drunk before the day begins, before my mother starts bitching about my friends. About to go and damn near went blind. Young niggas at the pad throwing up gang signs. Ran in the house and grabbed my clip with the Mac-10 on the side of my hip. Bailed outside and pointed my weapon. Just as I thought, the fools kept stepping. Jumped in the foe, hit the juice on my ride. I got front and back and side to side. Then I let the Alpine play. Bumping new shit by NWA. It was gangsta at the top of the list. Then I played my old shit, it went something like this. Cruising down the street in my 6'4", jocking the bitches, slapping the hoes. Went to the park to get the scoop. Knuckleheads out there, cold shooting some hoops. A car pulls up, who can it be? A fresh El Camino rolling Kilo G. He rolled down his window and he started to say, it's all about making that GTA. Cause the boys in the hood are always hard. You come talking that trash, we'll pull your car. Knowing nothing in life but to be legit. Don't quote me, boy, cause I ain't said shit.
Get the fuck out. Motherfucker, say what?
Donald B's in the place to give me the face. He say my man JD is on free base. The boy JD was a friend of mine till I caught him in my car trying to steal an Alpine. Taking up the streets to call a truce. The silly motherfucker pulls out a deuce. Little did he know I had a loaded 12 gauge. One sucker dead, LA Times front page. Cause the boys in the hood are always hard. You come talking that trash, we'll pull your car. Knowing nothing in life but to be legit. Don't quote me, boy, cause I ain't said shit. And I wanna get ill. So I went to a spot where my homeboys chill. The fellas out there making that dollar. I pulled up in my 6'4 Impala. They greet me with a 40 and I start drinking. And from the 8 ball my breath starts stinking. Left it to my girl to rock that body. Before I left I hit the Bacardi. Went to a house to get her out of the past. Dumb hoe said something that made me mad. She said something that I couldn't believe, so I grabbed a stupid bitch by a nappy ass weed. Started talking shit, wouldn't you know? Reached back like a pimp, slapped the hoe. My father jumped up and he started to shout, so I threw a right cross and knocked his old ass out. Cause the boys in the hood are always hard. You come talking that trash, we'll pull your car. Knowing nothing in life but to be legit. Don't quote me, boy, cause I ain't said shit. I'm rolling hard now under control. Then wrapped the 6'4 around a telephone pole. I looked at my car and I said, oh brother, I throw it in the gutter and go buy another. Walking home and I see the G ride. Now Cat is driving, Kilo on the side. As they busted a U, they got pulled over. An undercover cop in a dark green Nova. Cat got beat for resisting arrest. He socked a pig in the head for ripping his guest. Now G is got for doing the crime. Fourth offense on the boy, he'll do some time. Cause the boys in the hood are always hard. You come talking that trash, we'll pull your car. Knowing nothing in life But to be legit, don't quote me, boy, cause I ain't said shit.
And if you like this, it's cause my little sister wrote it.
I'm awesome.
No, you're not, dude. Don't lie.
I'm awesome.
I'm driving around in my mom's ride.
I'm awesome.
A quarter of my life gone by, and I met all my friends online. Motherfucker, I'm awesome. I will run away from a brawl.
I'm awesome.
There's no voicemail, nobody calls.
I'm awesome.
I can't afford to buy 8 balls, and I talk to myself on my Facebook wall. I'm awesome.
Swagger of a cripple.
Check it out, I'm from Maine and I don't hunt.
Nope,
and I can't ski. Smoke weed, but I can't roll blunts. Find me whipped by my wifey, my neck not icy. Eating at McDonald's because Subway's pricey. And my unibrow's plucked. Just ask my mom if I could borrow 10 bucks. She's like, for what? Blunt wraps and some Heinekens, you skinny prick. I'll get a gym membership and vitamins. I'm like, Mom, please. Don't blame it on me. I got my bad habits from you, Dad, and Aunt Steve. My attitude's sour, yeah, but my futon sweet. And the hair on my ass, it is Jumanji. Suit untailored, ringtone Taylor Swift. Can't tweet upon my Twitter, cause I haven't done shit. Bank account red, body ungroomed. Only thing good about me is I'm off stage soon. I'm awesome.
No, you're not, dude, don't lie.
I'm awesome.
I'm driving around in my mom's ride.
I'm awesome.
A quarter of my life's gone by, and I met all my friends online. Motherfucker, I'm awesome. I will run away from a brawl.
I'm awesome.
There's no voicemail, nobody calls.
I'm awesome.
I can't afford to buy 8 balls, and I talk to myself on my Facebook wall. I'm awesome.
Untailored ringtone. Furthermore, I'm cornier than ethanol, cheesier than provolone. I've spent ages 8 to 10 living in a motorhome with an ego the size of Tim Duncan. Even though I got shit for brains like a Blumpkin, I'm 24 serving lobster rolls because I spent a decade filling Optimos. And I'm not even the bomb in Maine. On my game, I'm only about as sexy as John McCain. Now put your hands up if you have nightmares, if you wouldn't man up if there was a fight here, if you got dandruff, if you drink light beer.
I'm out of breath.
But I'm awesome.
No, you're not, dude. Don't lie.
I'm awesome.
awesome.
I'm driving around in my mom's ride.
I'm awesome.
A quarter of my life gone by, and I met all my friends online. Motherfucker, I'm awesome. I will run away from a brawl.
I'm awesome.
There's no voicemail, nobody calls.
I'm awesome.
I can't afford to buy 8 balls, and I talk to myself on my Facebook wall. I'm awesome.
You guys know how we do it. Open lines 310-742
1799. Call in, Skype in above the player, all that jazz. Look, we're getting a few things tied up, so you guys are going to just have to listen to some normal music. We're waiting for a few people to join us, and we'll come back live shortly. Hey, big shout out to my sponsors, Ink Tank Tattoo, Vision Smoke Shop, Jax Media, MMA Madhouse. Shit. Somebody else. I don't remember. Oh, Rear Naked Smoke. You guys hit them up, man. Ty TV 3 right now because of RNS. You can check them out. They've got Muay Thai. Here you go.
Soon I discovered that this rock thing was true. Jerry Lee Lewis was the devil. Jesus was an architect previous to his career as a prophet. All of a sudden, I found myself in love with the world. So there was only one thing that I could do. Was ding-a-ding-dang, my dang-along-ling-long.
I'm gonna go.
love affair, mainly Jesus and my hot rod.
Yeah. Okay, I think we're pretty close to getting started. I see we got a few people. Hey, 985, who do I got? Beat down. Wailing.
Hey, what's up, man?
Oh, I knew it was beat down. What's up, killer?
Not much. What you got going on tonight?
Actually, I've been sitting back just playing music, watching fights, because Ultimate Reno Combat just now is getting to their main event, and Lapaki, I know, is watching it, and we've been going back and forth, but shit, dude, I've worked 9 hours today, and I've watched four events already. Fucking gangsta, bitches.
You watching Victim?
Yes, I did.
Damn.
Man, you know, I know a few other people want to call in. Hey, folks, okay, we're finally live now that I've been playing, like, country and death metal and rap all in a row. 310-742-1799 is the call-in number. Press 1. Don't be scared, bitches. Call in. Let's talk. Let's hear your thoughts. Call in and tell me what your sister looks like. I don't really care. Let's do it. I know tonight there's a lot we could talk about that's on the table. I want to give a big shout-out to, you know, Lapaki tonight, dude. That motherfucking rocked it, dude. He covered two events for us tonight, man. He's just, he's hanging tough. But big love to him. Here in a few hours, Rochambeau 4 going down in the country underneath the world, and that's Australia. This is a great event. A good friend of ours is a champion down there, and that's Miss Shauna Carew. Battle of the Stars 3 tomorrow. Oplot is back again, bitches. My number one pro and amateur league in 2012. The war, everyone thought it was going to stop them in the Ukraine. They're back. They're producing again. Also, Poland, KSW-29 Reload. Check that shit out. That's a stacked fucking card. Also, Siberia Battle Championships 4, man. I'm telling you what, Eastern Europe, Russia, that shit is going down, man. You guys got to check it out. Great fights. Also, a great, great league that we've been working with in Croatia. They're holding their first event in Vienna. And, I can't believe I was going to draw a blank on it. Shit, dude, what's his name? He just got cut from the UFC not too long ago. He went back home, trained with Crow Cop and a few other guys, and got some shit ready. He's going to be headlining the card. Oh, my God. Why am I just... See, this is why you should, kids. Do not take drugs. This is bad. This is why. Oh, my God. What the fuck's his name? I can't believe I'm drawing a blank. Dude, he's fighting for Final Fight Championships. Despite his name, this card is a beautifully stacked card. It's their first foray into Vienna. I'm super, super pumped. They got a really deep card, a lot of bigger weight guys. So, and it will come to me in like 10 minutes after we quit talking about it. I'll remember who it is. But, dude, he had that whole back piece tattooed. He fought in the UFC. He was an Italian fighter. Alessio Sakara. God damn. Why couldn't I think of that shit? Yeah, he's on this card, dude. and he looks just in phenomenal shape. He said, you know, I was reading some stuff. We've been putting up all the press releases. He was telling me that, telling the fans in the press releases, you know, this was really good. It totally woke him up. It gave him a new energy and a new drive. And, I mean, he looked prim and proper, ready to fight, dude, at the weigh-ins. We got all the results for the weigh-ins. We'll have the fight results, all that shit up on MMAMadhouse.com. One more thing. I know there was another big card going down tomorrow. I think it's Bama 17. Yeah, that is tomorrow. That's another great card. These are just some fight cards, folks, that you guys should be looking for. You don't have to, go looking for that shit, but just open your eyes to some other stuff. Tonight we are going to be talking to Vitka, and we're going to be talking a little bit of the UFC tomorrow, because even I've got to admit that there's a couple of fights on there that actually mean something, that are actual fights. And I'll be honest, I think Lawler beats Hendricks this time. That's just my opinion. I can't wait to hear everybody's opinion, and I'll give it my reasoning why behind my opinion. But the Pettis-Melendez fight, I think so many people are underestimating Gil in this fight. I really do, and I think it's a horrible fucking mistake. Look, Diego Sanchez fight, that dude, come on, man. That's like fighting a cinder fucking block with no fucking brain. You could punch and punch and punch, and it ain't going nowhere. That doesn't mean that he wasn't dominant for most of that fight, and most men would not have been able to take that ass whooping that he put on Diego and been around to talk about it. And have we ever even seen anybody in the last 6-8 fights really be able to stand up and toe-to-toe bang and lay leather on Pettis' face like Gil can? I don't know. I don't really think so. I mean, Benson Henderson is a good fighter, don't get me wrong, but he can't throw leather, I don't believe, like Gil. And Cerrone can throw leather, but, you know, Cerrone didn't have very much time to do that shit. Cerrone, what was it, 2 minutes in or something, he was done. Lozon, another guy who could throw. Another guy didn't have a chance to really prove it. You know, Stevens, because he lost to Guida, right? And then fought Stevens. Shit, I can't remember. Hold on. Let's see who else we got. 740, who do we got?
Hey, what's up, man? It's Waylon Thacker, man.
Waylon, what's up, brother?
Not much. It sounds like you're all talking about the Pettis and Melendez fight, and I was thinking about that earlier. You know, he lost to Guida by a grinding decision, you know, and Gilbert Melendez is very good at wrestling, you know what I mean? And he could grind it out. That's what I was thinking, you know. That's why I picked Melendez to win this fight. Plus, he's very relentless on the ground, and maybe he can get his back and submit him. I mean, it is MMA, anything can happen, but it's hard to count out Pettis, man.
I'm not counting him out.
Yeah.
I want to touch on that because I just looked it up. See, I was thinking it was Stevens, then Guida, but it's the other way. And Stevens was a well-rounded guy who could go good on the ground, who was strong, and who had decent hands, and he took him to a split. So you're talking, you know, two really close
fights. Dude,
actually,
I thought that Stevens won that fight, to be honest with you. Like, the volume wasn't on or anything. Like, I think it was the prelims or some shit like that, and we was going to watch the pay-per-view, like, later on, and we had the volume off, and me and my buddy was watching. I was like, dude, fucking Stevens got this fight, in my opinion, and fucking Anthony won. I was like, what? You know? I mean, we watched without the volume off and was just commentating ourselves, and my opinion, Stevens got that fight, but, you know.
That's why I really think this is a different beast, man. I think Gil is going to – I think Gil's the best fighter he's fought in his career at this point since he's been
– Oh, yeah.
You know, since he left the WEC. I don't think he's fought anybody this good since he left the WEC, this well-rounded. Because, I mean, let's be honest, when he's in the WEC, you know, he beat Bart Palaszewski. No, Bart beat him, actually.
Yeah,
and then
Bart
he came back
him,
and
yeah.
beat Castillo and Alex Shane Roller and somebody else. And then he fought Henderson, I believe, and then that was the end of that run. And then Guida, obviously. But since then, I mean, he got quick KOs or TKOs, whatever you know, of Lozon and Cerrone. He tapped out Henderson. I mean,
Henderson,
like really, really late in the – was it the first round? Yeah, it was the first round.
It was a weird, tap out, too. Like, nobody, like, you know what I mean? Like, I was like, what the fuck's going on? He just let go, and I figured out that Henderson, I guess, verbally tapped or some shit like that. Which
yeah.
I was glad, because I fucking hate Henderson, dude. I can't stand that motherfucker. After the fucking Frankie Edgar fights, I was like, fuck this guy, you know what I mean? But I'm glad Frankie dropped down to 145, because he's a beast at that weight class, man. I think Gilbert Melendez is the best fighter that is going to be facing Anthony Pettis. And,
does anybody here think that it hurts Pettis to have only had a total of 7.5 minutes in the last 3.5 years inside a cage?
Of course it will.
Good point. I mean, and plus he's been off for a year, you know. Who knows if since he's champion now, who knows if the jitters are going to get to him? Like, well, I got to defend this belt, you know, and fucking Gilbert's hungry, man. You know, he trains with Nick Diaz and all those motherfuckers, you know what I'm saying? So he's a mean dude, hungry, he's very well-rounded. That's why I was saying, you know, he might win by UD or he might catch his back. That's what I'm thinking, and get him in a rear-naked choke, you know. But who knows, he might even ground and pound him out. But Pettis is very good with his kicks. Gilbert's got to be careful in the first round because he's, you know, did I say Pettis or Gilbert? Gilbert's got to be very careful in the first round against Pettis because Pettis is very good with his kicks and shit. You know, he's very unorthodox. You don't know what he's going to do, and all of a sudden, bam, he'll catch you with a head kick or a liver shot or whatever. That's what Gilbert's got to worry about. But I think if he gets to the second or third round, it's going to be Gilbert shit. And, you know, I think the tide's going to turn, taking him to deep water and drowning, you know what I mean?
Well, and that's the thing is, I believe something like 4 or 5 of Pettis' last fights were 5-round fights, weren't they?
I think he went 5 rounds against
pulling it up right now. Okay, he went 5 rounds against Josh Thompson, and then 5 rounds against Aoki, and then he beat Kajeri in 1 round, came back and beat Masvidal in 5 rounds, Thompson in 5 rounds, lost a split to Benson in 5 rounds, and beat Diego in 5 rounds. So he's only
He's talking about Gilbert, right? Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
I thought you were talking about Pettis.
In almost in 6 months longer than Pettis' last 4 fights, he's had like 7 fights, and all but one have been 5-rounders.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, look, I'm not saying ring rust, folks. I'm not saying that shit. I'm saying you've got to take into account all the training in the world. It gets you prepared, but it's a different beast when you're inside the cage. I've heard 1,000 fighters say it. Look, how many of us, and Beatdown and fans listening who are really in this world or know people training or know people in gyms, there are guys who are the best fucking athletes in the gym, but they don't perform well in the cage. I'm not saying I'm not saying that.
I've heard
in this
that before.
Cage, but I'm saying that you can train and train and train and then sit from surgeries and sit and then get back and train and train and train. And it could just take that 1 year off for you to lose that step. I'm not saying he has because we haven't seen him. Dominic Cruz came in and proved a lot of people wrong. But what I'm saying is, can you take that into account that Gil was just fighting a fucking war a couple months ago, you know?
Yeah, one of the best fights of all time, you know. Great fight against Diego Sanchez, man. I would love to see that fight again, actually, but I got a feeling that Gilbert's going to give that title to his dad, you know what I mean? And, I heard that same thing from Joe Rogan, you know, there's good athletes in the gym, but as soon as they get out in the cage, for some reason, they cannot perform well, you know? And, you know, I've never been in the cage, but I'm pretty sure that.
And there's no point in my saying that. I'm not trying to say, just so you know, I'm not trying to say that that was Pettis. I was just using it as an example that,
yeah,
you know,
exactly,
maybe,
yeah,
maybe too much time in the gym will hurt him being away. I don't know.
And plus, like, I really do think that, you know, it might be like, you remember, like, when the light heavyweight division kept on fucking changing titles back to back to back to back? That's what I think is going to happen. You know what I mean? I think that maybe not. I think Gilbert might keep it, but that fucking lightweight division, man, it's stacked. It's probably the most stacked division in the UFC. It's a shark tank for sure. That and the welterweight division, you know, and, you know, I don't know. I just think he's going to have the jitters of trying to, you know, defend his title, and I think he might choke on it, to be honest with you. And he might learn a lesson from this. He might become better, you know, and but he also had that injury. Dominic Cruz is a different kind of animal, man. Plus, he's a lighter guy. And, you know, he's, in my opinion, he's more well-rounded of a fighter, you know, in my opinion. But I don't know, man. Anthony Pettis, I love him to death. I think he's a great fighter, but I think he's going to lose this fight, to be honest with you. You know, and I'm a fan of both, to be honest, you know, so I really don't care who wins. I just can't wait to see this fucking shit, you know.
Does anybody out there who's listening, you know, if you guys think that we're completely high on crack or something, which
I'm high on weed.
Yeah, I'm high on weed, dude. It's legal where I live, motherfucker, so shut up.
Not where I live.
Dude, it's so legal, like, I'm a pig, dude, like, I'm so horrible, and I don't do this anymore because I got the new truck and the logos on the back and everything, and I don't want, you know, someone in one day just to try to steal it because it looks cool. But my old truck that I used to rock everywhere, anytime you got in my truck, there was a nice pipe, beautiful glass work, locally blown, and probably an ounce of weed in the glove box. Because I've had a legal license for years to carry it, possess it, use it, for my medical reasons. So,
mm-hmm.
I'm telling you what, dude, it makes life a little easier to deal with when you don't got to worry about a cop behind you.
Oh, yeah, man. That's for sure, especially how the fucking cops act today. But that's a different story, you know. Different topic right there. I don't know if you've seen my fucking Facebook post, but people call me a conspiracy theorist and everything. Like, now I'm like, yeah, I told y'all. Fucking police are fucking brutal, bro, you know. This. I don't know. I was really wanting to talk about the Brandon Schaub fight. Everybody is counting him out, and I do not know why. You know, in my opinion, this is just my opinion, though. I think this is a bad matchup for Travis Brown. I mean, Travis Brown's a very tall guy. He was very good whenever he first came into the octagon. I mean, I love the Chet Conger fight, even though it went to a draw, and he beat the fuck out of, I think his name is James something, or I can't remember his name. He's a British guy, but beat the fucking piss out of him. And but I feel like he's, like, decreasing over the years, like, especially with his legs and shit. And he can, you know, and his body shots, I mean, he crumbles every time. Brandon Schaub is very, very athletic. He has heavy hands. His head movement's very awkward, and he does get caught by some punches and shit, which is he's going to have to worry about because Travis Brown's very heavy-handed, you know what I mean? And he can do some front kicks, too, so he's going to have to worry about that. But Brandon Schaub, I think that he's way quicker. I think he's got he's definitely got heavy hands. He's got good jiu-jitsu. I think he's a brown belt in jiu-jitsu. And, I mean, he's just he loves MMA, period. He's like a fucking student of it. All he talks about, especially on the Joe Rogan podcast, all he talks about is jiu-jitsu and everything else, you know what I mean? And the way he beat Matt Mitrione was I thought Matt Mitrione was going to win that fight, to be honest with you. I was like, he's going to fuck up Brandon Schaub, and it totally proved me wrong, you know? And if I was Brandon Schaub, which I'm not a fighter or nothing, but I'm just saying, if I was Brandon Schaub, I would attack Travis Brown's lower ankles, you know, fuck them legs up, try to throw some body, you know, some kicks to the body, and fucking, I'm seeing a right overhand ending this fight by Brandon Schaub. I think Brandon Schaub's going to knock him out in the first or second round by a right overhand.
The boss is
good jiu-jitsu.
Hold on a second. Hold on a second. You got.
Is that
I hear
on the comedy hour?
Okay. Waylon Lopakis joined us. He's my partner in crime, hosts all my regular shows, and writes some badass shit for us.
Hell yeah.
He's laughing because he thinks you're high.
Well, you know, a lot of people don't like Brandon Schaub.
If you fart on Brandon Schaub's chin, he gets knocked out.
Well, the heavyweight division, anybody can get knocked out. Cain Velasquez is one of the baddest dudes on the planet, but as soon as Junior Dos Santos hit him with that, you know, right overhand, I mean, all it takes is one shot in the heavyweight division.
Yeah, but Schaub has a history of getting, like, he's like a highlight reel for guys. I like Schaub. He's a good Brazilian jiu-jitsu guy, but his chin is shot.
Who's been knocked out by it? Roy Nelson, who's pretty much a KO artist. Big Nog, who's underrated boxing, and Ben Rothwell. You know,
Rothwell knocked him out. You're right, never mind.
Yeah. And, you know, Ben Rothwell's, you know, how many knockouts does he have? You know, I mean, Brandon, I'm pretty sure he's going to have to, like I said, he's got awkward head movement. He don't really even use his head movement. It's like kind of weird, you know, but he can knock people out. I think he knocked out Demetrius or Dom, I can't remember, he was on the show. He was a big black dude, like 6'6". And he was like, you know, wait till he feels my power. And I was like, dude, Brandon Schaub is going to get fucked up in this fight, man. That dude's going to take him down and destroy him. And all of a sudden, Brandon knocked him out. And then, you know, but the Roy Nelson fight and, the Ben Rothwell and who else did he get knocked out by? You know, but, yeah. Them are all heavy hitters, man. Like I said, Nogueira's got underrated boxing, too. So, I mean, and plus the heavyweight division, all it takes is just one shot. And Brandon Schaub has the power to end fights, too. He's destroyed Mirko Krokop. It was a kind of like a back-and-forth fight between Mirko Krokop until he finally caught him, you know. And he beat Gabriel Gonzaga, who's a powerhouse, in my opinion. He's also, who's he knocked out? I can't remember the guy's name. They call him Chris Tuchcher or some shit like that. He's knocked out Chris Tuchcher. I mean, the dude's he's very fast. He's got decent hands, but his jiu-jitsu, I think, is better than anything that he has. But I really do think that he's going to knock out Travis Brown. You know, I didn't think Bigfoot was going to knock out Travis Brown, and it totally proved me wrong right there. You know, he attacked his legs, and all of a sudden, bam, fucking got him, you know. Anything can happen. I mean, I'm a fan of both, to be honest with you, but I don't know why everybody's counting out Brandon Schaub. That's what I'm just talking about.
Yeah, but you look at Travis Brown. He's knocked out Charles Barnett, Overeem, Gonzaga.
Yeah.
The problem for Schaub is going to be when he shoots in for that double, he gets up against the cage. Brown's best weapon is that elbow from like that, you know, defending the double.
That, yeah. Yeah,
you know,
you don't have to worry about that big time.
Look at the damage he took from my boy Reem. Dude, that fight should have been stopped about 73 different times, and the ref let it go, and he came and knocked out Alistair.
Man, I saw that live, dude. I was fucking – I'm not a big fan of Alistair, you know what I mean? I kind of feel sorry for him now because everybody hates on him and shit, you know what I mean? All the shit that he's done, even though he was jacked up on roids and stuff. But he's a fucking badass dude, man. He's just been in a lot of brawls and his chin.
You say that like it was a bad thing, man. Wow. Hey, Lopaki, since you missed the first convo, who do you got, Pettis or Gill?
Dude, so I'm going to pick Pettis, but I'll be rooting for Gil.
Okay. Do you think...
I think that Pettis is a far more dynamic striker than anybody that Gil's been in there with. I don't see him catching him in a quick sub like he did Benson, but I didn't really think he'd catch Benson in a sub. But, I mean, I just think that the tool set to finish the fight... Pettis has more tools to finish the fight, but, I mean, Gil's one of my all-time favorite fighters, man. I mean, this dude is one of the most underrated guys in MMA, and he's been that for a long, long time. You know, I mean, he was the Strikeforce lightweight champion forever, and at that point in time, I thought he was the number one pound-for-pound lightweight on the planet. you know, the only question mark I have about Pettis is, you know, he hasn't fought in like 19 months or something. So
yep.
to me, that's like, you know, that's a big red flag. And, you know, I'm sure that, you know, I don't think guys going intentionally looking to target injured body parts. But, I mean, at the same time, I don't think you can really help yourself. You got a guy that's real fragile. And you know, I mean, I think you got to go in there and really think about leading with leg kicks a lot.
Steve Lopaki, hey, let me ask you. You know, you touched on the amount of time. But do you think if you go back another almost 18 months on top of what he's been gone now, he's only been in the cage for 7 minutes. And so you're talking like 36 months that he's been in the cage for 7 minutes. I think that's a big hindrance against somebody like Gil, who's been so active.
Oh, I mean, I agree. You know, I mean, I thought Gil beat Benson. You know, I don't understand how people thought Diego Sanchez beat Gil, but Gil beat his ass for 15 minutes, and just because he's a fucking zombie.
Sanchez is a monster, dude. He I don't know what the fuck's up with Sanchez, man, but that motherfucker.
He's a fighter.
That's what he is.
He's a fighter.
You know?
That's what we don't have anymore. He is just a fucking fighter, period.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's what he is.
I think the women fighters are bringing that shit back, dude. I swear to God, every time I was like, man, this is going to be gay, you know. Women fighting for real, they're just going to be like, pat, pat, pat. Well, I've been watching some fucking strawweight fights, dude, and oh, my God. I mean, they're fucking brutal. I mean, they're fucking actually fighting better than the men this year. And what I mean by that, they're more entertaining. And plus, they're nothing but skill. You know, I mean, fuck, man, that Paige fight, dude, was unbelievable. You know, she fucking.
You want to watch an awesome fight?
Foot stomps.
Go back to.
And then knee her and shit and tossed her on her head.
Go back to Invicta. Was it Invicta 2 that Caitlin Young and Leslie Smith threw down at? Or was that Invicta 1?
I don't know any of the names of them strawweights, but I've been seeing a lot of the fights, and I'm like, holy shit. You know, the fuck, man?
I'll tell you what.
Beautiful, and they can throw down.
Tell you who to be looking for this weekend. Ashley Evans Smith taking on Raquel.
Hey, get off my Kool-Aid, motherfucker. Get off my Kool-Aid.
Where's that going to be at?
That's my girl, man.
Dude, like,
I
want
to marry her. I want to keep her and move to Costa Rica and live happily ever after and make babies. Or at least practice making babies.
Here's the thing is, obviously, You agree. I know you love this young lady, and her talent level seems to be endlessly growing. Raquel can be a sneaky, sneaky fighter, and she's lost. Don't get me wrong, but she's pulled out some good victories. Do you see this being a pretty easy fight for Ashley or a tough fight?
Oh, this is going to be a scrap, dude. I mean, she got this fight on 3 weeks' notice. She cut 27 pounds. This ain't going to be no easy fight. I mean, Rocky's a tough girl, but I think that, you know, I mean, I really honestly think that if Ashley gets it to the ground, that she has such a huge advantage there that she'll get a rear naked choke pretty quick. Rocky will definitely be more advantageous to try to keep this fight on the feet and look to box Ashley up. If Ashley has any chinks in her armor, I would say it's on the feet. And that, you know, I mean, but I think even in the Fallon fight, you saw that she can take some punches. So I don't really see, you know, this fight's going 15 minutes unless Ashley gets a submission. And that's the bottom line.
I'm about to look these fights
I mean,
up.
And I mean,
like
if I didn't know who Ashley Evans Smith was before she beat the crap out of Fallon Fox, after she beat the crap out of Fallon Fox, I definitely would have been a fan. But I was already a fan of hers going into that, so I didn't really feel all that horrible.
Well, and that's one thing with Raquel is she's lost a few fights in the last 5 minutes because of cardio. Like her Leslie Smith fight, she was just falling apart in the third round. I mean, the Jessica Andrea fight, another fight to where she might have won that fight if cardio wouldn't have bit her in the ass.
Good possibility.
And we know that, obviously, your girl... She's got a ridiculous cardio. I mean, she can go all day.
Yeah, but like I said, man, I'm really concerned with the 27 pounds in 3 weeks. That's a lot of weight to lose. And I don't know how that'll affect her cardio, but it could, you know, it could go two ways, man. It could be no problem or it could be a huge problem about the 5-6 minute mark. You know, that first minute of the second round is really going to tell us a lot about how that weight cut treated Ashley's fight tomorrow night, you know. But I'm just glad she's got a World Series of Fighting, too. You know, that's for me, that's just as important.
No, that's a good point. So,
yeah, I've been digging 1FC big time, man. I love the soccer kicks inside the cage, you know. I've been watching a lot of that shit, and I'm like, holy goddamn fuck, man. I think Rampage, like everybody's saying he might retire and come back to UFC, I don't think he's going to do either of that. I think he's probably going to fight for that organization. Is it called World Series of Fighting or 1FC?
It's 1FC.
Cage. 1FC, yeah. I think he might go back over, you know. Is it in Japan, too?
It's in Malaysia, Southeast Asia, growing into China and Philippines. And here's
yeah.
the thing is, you're right. I mean, he's not doing any of that shit. He's staying right here,
yeah.
and he's making Hollywood money. He's going to write out his contract with Bellator and TNA, and then that's it. He's going to do Hollywood, live rich, fat cat, probably open a gym or a fucking smoothie ice cream shop or some shit, and you're probably
yeah.
– I wouldn't be so, I honestly, folks, I wouldn't put it past him to see him doing some fucking like morning drive TV show kind of thing, you know, radio afternoon home drive show kind of shit. He is not going to waste the rest of his life fighting and wrestling and showing up in Japan for, on a normal regular basis to compete unless it's there for like, you know, what's the event
not
under your seat? What's the event on New Year's Eve, Lepaki? I'm drawing a fucking blank.
Anoki Bombay.
Oh, yes.
Aaron Cecilia versus Diaz, I think.
Yeah, see, now he might go. He, Lepaki, you agree he would probably do that event, one, you know, for the money there. And for
hey,
the.
Barnett, I think Barnett's a pro wrestling match at that event.
Oh, really?
I just think he might do better in 1FC because where they got soccer kicks and stuff, you know, and you know, that's what he's been pretty much wanting to do. You know what I mean? And Brandon Vera won his last fight.
Yeah, but
a bunch of fighters to go over there.
You gotta understand.
I hope Rampage will go over there and do something.
They're a great company, but you know what? On a scale of 1 to 10, their fighter talent is a 6 at best.
Yeah, they're really mediocre. Like, see. You know,
in the higher weight classes, I would agree with that, Skippy. But it's like 155, 145,
like
Bibiano's 135. You know, I mean, they got. I mean, I know that Aoki came to the States and didn't really have a good showing, but he came over here and fought. Who did he fight? Gil and Chandler or some shit. So you know, I think he went 1-1 with Chandler and he lost to Gil. So, I mean, you know, like I said, man, when he fought Gil, in my opinion, was number one guy on the planet at lightweight.
Yeah.
But as far as if you look at, like, straight grappling, and I know people will be like, well, Karam choked him out really quick. But, I mean, it's kind of hard to defend a guillotine choke from mount when your feet are dangling off the side of the mat. So, I mean.
Yeah.
You know, Karam.
Man, what do you guys think about Conor McGregor?
Conor's
in the Seaver fight. I mean, I can't stand him, dude, to be honest with you. Everybody's calling it like the Irish fan, and I'm part Irish, man. You know what I mean? And, like, these Irish fans are coming up and calling him King fucking Conor on MMA Opinion. And I'm like, are you serious? He beat Dustin Poirier, fucking Diego Brando or some shit like that, and some other dude.
Berman.
I can't remember his name.
Marcus Berman.
Yeah,
but did you fight? Did you ever watch a fight?
Dude, I hope Dennis Seaver. I'm going to put some money on Dennis Seaver for that fight, too.
Man,
I'm not going to lose a lot of money.
Why don't you just send me a check for what you're going to bet on that, and I'll go play with that money. I'll do something good with it.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to probably lose a lot of money for it. I'm just going to put a little bit of money on it from, like, in a bar or some shit. You know what I mean? Try to get some drunk
dude,
on
Dennis
that.
Dude, Dennis
Seaver's
going to get fucking
the underdog.
Dude,
I don't know,
dude,
man.
I'm
going to
tell
wins.
You, Conor McGregor is the real deal.
He
until
has a
you fight a wrestler, do not bet against that guy. Do not bet against Conor McGregor until he fights a high-level wrestler. And they better have the name of Frankie Edgar.
Yep. Exactly.
But I'm
I totally agree with that. Yeah. Frankie Edgar, man, his last performance, dude, was fucking dominant as fuck. That's the best I've ever seen Frankie Edgar since the BJ Penn 2 fight. You know, it was, oh my God. Or the BJ Penn 3 fight, too. I mean, but BJ Penn was straight up out of his prime right there. And, you know what I mean?
Jake, alive.
Yo.
Hey, keep talking, brother. I just wanted to let him know he's alive. Keep talking.
But,
What
was he talking about?
Second, breaking news right now. This report to you is brought to you by Tampax because this bitch needs to plug his shit up. His pickster, Lawler, Pettis, Brown, Duffy, Ferguson, Faber, Smith. Jason, what's up, brother?
Hey, not too much, man. How you guys doing?
Congratulations,
pretty good, bro.
Your fighter for winning the title tonight.
I appreciate it, man. Put the points on the board. Poodle Cup, baby.
Poodle Cup. Look, I know everybody keeps breaking our balls because Chris Gregory and Pocky have like 600 points, but we're catching up and they just don't realize it.
Yeah. Well, it also helps, too, that Gregory picked all the guys that he puts on his cards that he's matchmaking. So that's why he's up there in the lead, you know?
Yeah, dude, how does that shit work out? Because Chris, like, booked a guy to fight, like, three times in one weekend. I was like, come on. He's like, I'm managing him. I can't help it. Yeah, watch.
Well,
we're going to check out. How much you want to bet we check out Chris's points?
Hey, can you remember me, Topics, run a train on you, motherfucker?
Dude, you talk about your topics running a chain. You go ahead and act all tough, because you know what? When you think you're about to jam that in, I'm about to turn around and slice your throat with my Poodle Cup title trophy. You're going to be bleeding out. We're talking about why, Skip? I thought we were friends. Why? I've seen it. I've done it.
And I'm about to pick up some more points in about 12 days. I'll pick up some more points. So
Who do you got fighting?
Daniel Swain.
Oh, and M1, that's right.
Yeah.
I think I got some guys on that same card. I need to look. I believe they are.
I think I got some. So I think Michelle.
What do you mean, like a point system? Is it like a fantasy type thing or what?
Yeah, we've got a.
Holy shit, man! Fucking sign me up. How do I get in that shit?
It's
I'm not the only one. I'm not the one matchmaking my people, so I'm probably the only one legit.
Hey, bro, I'm not matchmaking none of my people either, bro.
Hey, you want to know what's fucked up is? I picked some fighters I truly, truly, truly think have all the talent, and they've been fighting four or five times a year. It just happens to be the company they're in contracts with is in a fucking dispute with the government, and so they can't put on any shows. I'm getting fucking railed. Like
there's an
O-fly
in the morning. There's an O-fly in the morning. Quit,
I know.
I'm getting railed, too, because fucking the issues and disputes fucking to try to keep him active and battling with him and fucking getting cold fucking, you know, in activities right at the moment, you know.
Well,
though. I mean, we got 12 months, so that's why I'm not stressing about it. I might be a slow starter.
Let me touch on that. Because, Lepaki, I want to touch on that O-plot. All you guys in the Poodle Cup should just be thankful that they weren't up and running when we started this. Because you know what? I could have thrown darts and picked on the roster. Those guys fight 42 times a year. I could be killing points, man, with fucking 10. I'd have like 400 points.
Woulda, shoulda, coulda, bro.
Well, just saying. And by the way, how many points do you have?
Dude, I'm at like 16 now, I think.
God damn.
You've been keeping track the right way.
Yeah, I just said goddamn too because I thought I was at like 8 and you were at like 11. Never mind. I need to shut up. Let's change the subject.
What?
Anybody got a sports car?
What? Here's my question. I forgot. What is the breakdown? Is it 1 point for the win?
Hold on a second. Jason, I'll explain that. What'd you say, Lepaki?
Plus, I got my guy Terry and Ware getting ready to throw down.
Yeah, I know. He fights in just like a couple weeks. So here's how the points work, Jason, just because you probably don't remember because you weren't on the show that night. But breaks down, you get 1 point for every victory, period. Doesn't matter title, league, promotion, as long as it's a legit fight, not in a backyard, a bar, a boxing match, a kickboxing match, a Muay Thai, wrestling, MMA match. Your guy wins, you get a point.
Or with a woman.
Yeah, no Ray Rice fucking points here, okay? And then you can get 3 points if your guy gets signed to the UFC. He's off the board. He can score you no more points the remainder of the year. So that way, because we look at it like this, an average regional fighter that should be signed to the UFC or is on the cusp is going to be fighting 2 to 3 times a year. So if you're lucky and you can get 2 or 3 fights and then he gets signed, that's a quick 6 points, man, in, you know, 6 months.
No points for finishes?
No. We might do that next year, but this year we kept it very plain and simple. You pick 10 motherfuckers.
How many points does Gregory got?
He's got more than Lepaki. He's got like 40.
He's got 40 points and he picked 10 motherfuckers?
No, I'm
already
just joking. No, but think about this, okay? There's 100 people in the tournament, 100 fighters in the tournament, okay? You know, everybody got 10 picks. You know, next year, I guarantee you we're going to have like 80 people on the show wanting to pick, and we're going to just fucking rock it. But, you know, because you can't pick anybody who you already have. So a lot of people who didn't pick live got fucked, you know? And not only that, you
got to... No, because they actually got... I think it was actually easier because they got to sit back, make it, you know, look at everybody that was already picked, sit around and fucking lollygag about who they wanted to pick, and then, you know, try to pick their team that way instead of, like, you know, outside of Jason, where Jason just went and picked guys he managed, you know, like Matthew just sat back and was like, oh, well, I have all this time to think about who I want, where the rest of us were like, it was on the fly, man. You, like, had, it was go, you know, shit or get off the pot, none of this fucking lollygagging around, waiting 3 days to turn your picks in.
But that's how our picks became good picks because – Like you picking Therrien, HR picking Jose Diaz or Taco. I mean, these are guys that if you weren't in the know, you don't know who the fuck they are. You know, but
we
do.
But
we
dude,
knew,
I mean, it,
that's
but
how
it's
we were.
Still harder to pick. It's still harder to pick in a draft when you're under the light than it is to come in afterwards and be like, oh, this is my team of guys. Like, this is who I'm going to hand pick.
I can agree.
Because when you're like, when it's like, because you are planning on picking Therrien, right? You were like, oh, I'm going
to
get Therrien. I'll just sit back and wait. And then I came in and was like, I'm going to steal him right out from under Skippy. And then all of a sudden, you're stuck scrambling looking for another guy. You know, that's how it's supposed to work, man.
And I thought Lyman Good would be a good replacement in that slot, and I got kind of cheesed because he's been sitting fighting once, man. I was like, you know, he's taken 4 Muay Thai fights, but 1 fucking MMA fight.
Yeah, and I think he's actually transitioning to this Muay Thai from what I hear. Well, my guy Jimmy Rivera.
I'll just jump back in here, guys.
Jimmy
like,
Rivera
is doing work. Or who?
Which,
Lyman Good.
Oh, okay, never mind.
Yeah, so basically, Waylon, how it works is we go in order, you just pick, and it goes by call-in order. The order you call in is the order you pick. Once a guy's picked, he's off the board. You cannot pick Zuffa contracted fighters, period.
Yeah.
But if they get a contract, that's 3 bonus points. But you want to pick, and you can only pick pros, no amateurs. And we don't, and, you know, we don't give a fuck. We pick, I think, between all of us, between the 10 people who picked that night and the following day, we probably picked, what, 25 MMA leagues from around the world.
Yeah, I'm going to learn more about that, man.
It's fun. Because, I mean, we all
yeah,
talk shit.
Yeah, it sounds fucking fun, dude.
Dude, next year I'm going deep into KSW, man, because I know I can get some winners there. They got, like, 14 fights a weekend in Poland. Them Polacks are fucking all the fucking time. Them fucking Polacks, man, they ain't afraid of the fight game, man. They just, they're, like, every weekend there's, like, 5 events going on in Poland, man. There's, like, 300 people live in the fucking country. 280 of them motherfuckers are fighting.
Bro, if the Pac Northwest could put on that amount of shows, don't you think those guys up there would fucking fight every weekend, man? Some of them do that there don't give a fuck.
No,
I think
not
they go every other weekend just because of the suspension thing. But in Poland, they don't have that week-long suspension.
No, I understand that. But what I'm saying is, like, the caliber of athletes and their personality and persona, like, they're not hurt. They'll scrap. They could scrap every weekend. A lot of guys, I think, up there would that I've talked to. Just, you know, their mentality and mindset, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, so you're saying the Pac Northwest is full of Polacks. Is that what you're saying?
No, actually, I'm saying the Pac Northwest fucking is full of guys with a lot of heart and studs.
And a lot of fucking hipsters.
Fucking hipster swag fag motherfuckers.
I swear to God, and you guys, I'm not high. Well, I am, but I swear to God, like, Microsoft figured out a way to clone hipsters, like, on a printer, and they just hit repeat 100. And then every day, repeat 100. Every time I go outside, there's more of them. It's like they're fucking taking over. I'm really scared.
You're like,
dude,
tranny motherfuckers. I can't stand those fucking bastards, man. What do you expect, bro?
You
guys live in the state
where
everything's fucking legal.
Fucking
dude, I live in a small
ass town.
When you're
a man
town,
and you wear women's pants, you're not a fucking man.
Hipsters around here, dude. It's pretty gay.
I'm talking about Lepaki,
anybody
Lepaki
who wears
fucking own a gun, dude, they're like, oh my god, dude, you're so evil. It's like, man, fuck off, dude. I mean, Jesus Christ, I fucking own a gun, so what? I mean, I'm allowed to.
No, but Lepaki makes a good point, dude. Who the fuck with a pair of balls wears capris? I mean, come
Nobody,
on.
Nobody, unless they're gay. You know what I mean? Or fucking
Skippy, what I want to know is like, is the ice still on the ground out there from that ice storm you were telling me about you drove through the other day?
Dude, we've had nothing but a sheet of ice, dude. Like, hey, this is fucked up, dude. I couldn't tell this to my wife today. But so I'm driving into work, and, like, the road seemed pretty clear. And, man, like, and I'm just cruising along, like, 40 miles an hour, and all of a sudden I look in the side mirror right as I'm ashing my cigarette. I'm like, how come I can see my taillight? And I realize I'm starting to go sideways. Oh, fuck, I'm about to shit my pants. And, dude, my wife thinks I'm going to die on this corner because I keep totaling cars in the same corner. I totaled out the Camaro there. I've wrecked the truck. I mean, just, it's a horrible corner.
Damn.
Yeah, so I was scared as fuck. I'm like, oh, here we go, man. This one's going to kill me, man. But I caught it, you know, and just I kind of let it slide a little, and it started straightening back out. I started counter-steering just a little and got it to go straight, and I was like, oh, fuck, dude. My whole weed high was gone, dude, driving into work.
Here's something that I have for you, Skip. I'm challenging you to do something that we did when I was a kid up there.
I'm not touching it, old man.
I want you.
No.
No, fuck you with that. I want you to go pick a couple of hills that are up and about, take a metal trash can, fire up one of your fucking stickle sticks, and smoke that bitch and fucking go for a ride and film it. That should be pretty fucking funny.
Yeah, I'm not doing
that.
Dude,
we used to do that shit too, bro.
We used to ride trash cans
when
we were kidding the story and down the hills.
Hey, Jason, should you tell him to take that little metal handle thing off the top so that if he goes across a bush, he doesn't get hung up?
So what's up, Skip? You going to take the fucking downhill ride on the metal trash can lid? What's up?
Oh, I'm sorry. Did you not hear me the first time? No. Look, let's something.
Okay.
Two things. One,
then you need
I'm
to convince somebody to do it and film it, bro, so we can all have
two,
a good time.
I'm not going to do that either. And that goes to reason two. I'm a Jew. I ain't getting sued, bitch. No.
Motherfucker. But you motherfuckers have convinced me to go up to random strippers to get them on so you can ask ridiculous questions.
That's different.
Once upon a time.
Dude, come on, man. Like, you're not asking anybody to get hurt unless you sleep with them.
I'm not asking anybody to get hurt. They do it at their own risk. Just encourage them to do it. That's what I'm implying.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Your Honor, yeah, Skip was high one day. He's like, get on this lid and let me throw you down a hill at 80 miles an hour.
I didn't say fucking throw him down. Tell him to sit down on the fucking trash lid and let it ride. That's what we did.
You
make the corner, you eat shit. It's that simple, but it's fucking.
Dude, here's what I do. I drive about 4.5 miles north, or south, I'm sorry, and I stop at a place called Central Oregon Trike, and I do this. Hey, Derek, I want to rent some trike skis at a ski resort that's legit with fucking lifeguards working all over it on skis, and I can ride up and down a lift, and when I'm cold as fuck, I can go inside a lodge. That's what I do. I'm not riding no trash can around town. I ain't no fucking hobo.
Dude, I just said ride it down the hill, dude, like it's a sleigh, and then try to make the corners.
Dude, it's fun as fuck.
Yeah. You know what? The only hill I got is called Smith Rock. Yeah, I'm going to ride it down that motherfucker. Mm-mm, I don't think so.
You guys need to find somebody that fucking got balls and willing to do it. And we need to, I'm telling you, this would get a million hits, bro.
We'd get a million hits
on YouTube with this.
It ain't got nothing to do with balls. What it's got to do with is I just ain't going to do it. And holy shit, dude, Bianca Rodriguez. Sorry.
Dude, I told you, bozos, who the new queen of hotness in MMA is.
Oh, that
girl from Australia, Lizzie Warren.
Lizzie
Warren. Woo, some bitch.
Oh, my God.
Damn, where did I put those pictures at? I got to go to the fucking find them.
You sent them in a thread.
Okay, no, I'm in the thread. I'm going to track them down right now.
I mean, this is a little old, but, like, what the fuck was Angela and Magana thinking trying to post new pictures of herself like that?
Man,
she's trying to get
dude, in the words of the great Chris Jericho, she's a trash bag hoe, man.
Yeah, exactly.
Speaking of not trash bag hoes, who saw fucking Tiburcio just beating the living shit out of Michelle Waterson?
I caught part of it, the replay of the submission.
Dude, she closed her eye up, man. She was so, like, dude, I was just dumbfounded.
What about Alexa Garcia, I think is her name, that strawweight from Mexico? From Team Lobo?
Alexa Garcia?
Yeah.
That chick is
fucking
legit, bro.
She's a savage.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that girl's,
she is.
She trains with that bantamweight, bro, that put it on Peggy Morgan, her last, and not tonight, but her objective debut.
Yeah.
And those girls are fucking beasts, man.
Yeah, but Alexa's got the looks and the fucking, and the skill to back that shit the fuck up.
Well,
yeah.
She beat the shit out of Gray like nothing quick.
Yeah, I don't think it'll be long before she gets plucked up.
Dude, and I don't know who the fuck the judge was that was scoring the fucking Roxanne fight, but she literally owned Andra Lee the whole fucking fight.
Yeah, I was kind of shocked by that too, the split.
Dude, it should have been look. Okay, 29-28. Okay, you could have possibly argued that maybe round one, I thought it was 30-27, honestly. I felt that from the get-go, Roxanne just bum-rushed her and just and stayed on her the whole time and was just beating her. And, like, I think round three, KGB just seemed a little lost. You know, like, she wasn't used to what was going on, that Roxanne was just starting to get to her at every point. And get out of every single thing, and I know she took the fight on short notice, so you got to take that into account.
Bro,
what was it? 2 weeks.
2 weeks. Here's the thing, man, and this is my honest opinion, but my opinion, you know, at the end of the day, when it comes to Andrea Lee, doesn't really matter because I'm not the one that guides her career. Like, all jokes and sarcasm aside, like, respect to her for stepping up and doing that. She fought a great fight, even though she came in, and I'm sure she's going to learn from it. But at the end of the day, she had no business fighting a girl with 30 professional fights, and she's only had two, regardless of what her amateur fight record is. 14 fights last year that they keep talking about between boxing, Muay Thai, and everything else. She had no business fighting Roxanne. But again, she had nothing to lose, so it seems to me like her team rolled the dice, and, you know, they got the outcome they got, you know?
Well, and they stepped up and made Invitka happy, so that means, you know, she should get a little bit of love in return somewhere down the road when she needs it. And, You know, I mean, I'll be honest. You know, the last Invicta card I don't think was this good. I feel like this card wasn't even their best card, you know. So I got to see. I think them going out of town is a good thing. I just don't know if the city of Houston really showed up like it should have.
Dude, what the hell's going on with Rochambeau, man? It says everything I've been reading says it was supposed to start 20 fucking minutes ago, and there ain't nothing going on.
I'm going there right now. Let me see. It says it's live in 9 minutes. It says we're running a bit late. We'll start shortly. Thank you for your patience.
Where does it say that at?
Right above the player box. Jesus.
What, does it say Rochambeau 4, you fucking cunt? Oh.
What now? Oh. What now? Eat some crow,
shut up,
bitch.
Faggot.
McFly. Shut up. Anybody home, McFly?
Dude, as soon as we find somebody to sanction this fucking Filipino knife fight, I'm going to take it to your ass.
This is a knife fight. It's not a date.
Yeah, no. I'm going to skewer you.
Oh, hey, later, brother. What the hell?
You got to go to work, bro.
Yeah, I know. That's why I said later.
Oh, shit.
So what did you guys think about the cat with the Boston hat and shades on fucking Peggy's spandex and banner?
Who?
Did you see that?
I did not
Peggy
see
Morgan.
That.
She had a fucking image of a cat with sunglasses on and a Red Sox hat on her fucking spandex tonight. And on her banner in the center of her banner.
I did not see that. I thought that, I don't think she, I mean, she put on a good fight. I don't think she looked great, though. I think there's some work that needs to be done.
I agree.
I mean, she did win the fight. I'm not denying that. But,
yeah.
What was that girl's name? Wario or something?
Yeah, Andrea Wire.
I mean, that girl's seemed a little unpolished as well.
Yeah. Yeah, no. And, you know. But at the same time, like, I mean, it was telegraphed, but when she was throwing that overhand right, man, she was throwing that shit like fucking kill, man. She had some power in that. You know? Because a couple shots landed flush on Peggy that I saw, you know, but I definitely think Peggy needs to work on some things.
Well, you know, it is what it is. I thought there were some good fights. I thought there was some letdown fights. All in all, I can't complain. But I'll say this much. You know what? There's some live Muay Thai on right now and some live judo rocking. Tomorrow there's some great events. So, you know what? Fuck it. Let's wrap this shit up, dude. I'm going to go and fucking watch some fights and relax because you know what? Tomorrow's the first time in almost 8.5 months that I've not had to unlock the fucking door of the bar. I don't even know what the fuck to do. But I'm going to call this show fucking early and say thank you, everybody, for joining all this jazz, all that shit. You know, and find something good to fucking say. Fuck it. Oh, you know what? I know what we should hear. Where
go
is
get
it?
Your fucking shine box.
Oh, I got something better than that. You like this
no,
song?
No, but we do need to reinstitute the shine box award every week to somebody.
Here we go, Eagle.
Who's gonna teach you how to dance? Who's gonna show you how to fly? Who's gonna call you on the lame dope, smoking, slacking little sucker you are?